Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 100 through 108, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
अपनार हिताहि किछुई न जानी ग्राम्य व्यवहारे पंडित आई सत्यमानी कृपा करी जदि मरे करिया छु उद्धार आपन कृपा ते कह कर्तव्य आमार ता सनातन गोस्वामी प्लीज आचार्य इन दिस डिसाइपल सक्सेशन फ्रॉम चैतन्य महाप्रभु लॉर्ड चैतन्य ही इज द फर्स्ट डिसाइपल ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य And from him, Sanatana Goswami, six Goswamis, the first followers of Lord Chaitanya. And then from next step comes Raghunath Goswami, and then this author of this book, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and from him, Narottamdas Thakur. And then from him, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladev Vidyabhushan. In this way, the disciplic succession is coming from Lord Chaitanya. So, as Acharya means one who knows the principles of scriptures properly being initiated by authority, who knows things as they are, and they apply those things in their own life. They are called Acharya. Achinati Shastran. He must know all the principles from authorities, and he should apply in his life in those principles. Not that he knows but does not apply. He cannot be Acharya. Apane Achari Prabhu Jivarishika. Lord Chaitanya. Although he is accepted as the personal, he is Krishna himself, still he behaves in such a way that others can follow. He also accepted Isharpuri. Isharpuri was his spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya. So this is the disciple succession. Now, how to present himself before the spiritual master? He says that actually I am not learned because I do not know my own position, what I am. But people say that you are Pandit and I am puffed up and I think, yes, I am Pandit, I am learned. This is the situation of the world. Everyone who has no spiritual knowledge, who does not know what he is still he is very much proud that he is very learned. So such kind of learning may be praised materially, but spiritually it has no value. Because this is temporary. Just like by force. So many people is posted on the king's position. But after 5 years, 10 years, again he is a common man. So similarly, all these material acquisitions, they have no permanent value. Therefore, those who are actually learned, they don't give any importance to this material acquisition. So Sanatana Prabhu is by his personal behavior, he is presenting himself that people say that I am very learned, but actually I am not learned. This should be the position. Jignasu Sirasa. Now, because I am not learned, and very kindly you have delivered me from the mire of illusion, kindly now let me know what is my duty. This is the position one should present himself to the spiritual master. Not that we have to first of all select spiritual master. The selection is required, because as soon as you accept one spiritual master, you cannot say that I don't agree with you. No, that you cannot say. Then it is useless, simply waste of time. First of all, you have to select a person who is actually representative, just like Sanatana Goswami is representative of, Lord Chaitanya. Just like Arjuna is representative of Krishna, because he is directly receiving instruction from Krishna and is assimilating, and therefore he is representative. So this is the parampara system. So we have to select a person who is actually representative of the Supreme. Then we have to surrender, and then we can, of course, the portion which we do not understand, we must put our questions. Then the procedure is nice. So here, Sadhana Sanatana Goswami is asking that, Now, I place myself that I do not know, but I request you to explain what I am. Now, this what I am, Sanatana Goswami is such a learned man, he is asking from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what I am, I cannot know. If one thinks, what I am, I shall think myself, that there are so many foolish people, they are meditating, what I am, what I am. What I am, you are a foolish. You cannot know what I am. Just like Arjuna did not know what he is. He thought that I am this body, and these persons who are in relationship with my body, they are my own man, they are my kinsmen. That was his knowledge. So you cannot know, we cannot know what I am. A superior authority will let you know what you are. You cannot know. This is a mistaken idea that I shall find out what I am. No, we cannot know. That's the Sanatana Goswami said that, Kiyam, kindly, as you have very kindly delivered me from this illusory position, now I am surrendered soul to you, please let me know what I am. Kiyami, kena amai jape taputra. Taputra means three kinds of material misery. Tapa means misery, troya means three. What I am and why I am placed in this miserable condition of material nature. This is called Jigyasu Seva Uttamam. This enquiry should be in the human form of life. Then his life is perfect. Kyami Jagrati. In the Brahma Sutra, it is called Asata Brahma Jigyasa. And Srimad Bhagavat is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapadvita Jigyasu Seva Uttamam. One who is inquisitive to inquire, to understand about his real position, he should accept a spiritual master, not a formality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being asked, Kyami Kanamari Jabut Tapatraya. Tapatraya means threefold miseries. What are these threefold miseries? The miseries pertaining to this body and mind, miseries pertaining to the disturbance of material nature, and miseries pertaining to the other living entities. We are always under threefold miseries. We may accept or not accept, that is our position. I am in miserable condition due to other's arrangement, my enemies, other animals or other enemies. And I am in miserable condition due to material disturbance, nature's disturbance. And I am always under miseries due to my body and mental conditions. They are called threefold miseries. So, out of these three, We are always under three kinds of misery, but sometimes one is lacking, other is greater, in this way. But we are always under miserable condition. When a sane man comes to this understanding, he is eligible for spiritual elevation. And one is dull, who cannot understand what are his miseries, then he has no need of approaching a spiritual master or inquiring about transcendental subject. Just like a man who is not, aware of his disease, he does not go to a physician. He thinks I'm all right. Just like the drunkards in the bar, you see. They think that they are all right. There is nothing miserable condition for them. But what do they know about me? They are so much accustomed to this miserable condition that they cannot understand what is meaning of this miserable condition. Yes. So when people are in the lowest stage of ignorance, they cannot understand what is misery. But when they are elevated, just like Sanatana Goswami, he goes to a bona fide spiritual master like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative and asks, what are the causes of my miseries and what I am, what is my position? Kyami kanamai japita putroy iha nahi jani kamoni hika. And I also do not know what is the path of my welfare. Sabdha sadhan tattva pusite na jani kipa kari sab tattva kahato apani. And I also do not know how to place my question. Yes. The blank slate. Completely. I do not know. But I am feeling that I am in a miserable condition. But kindly explain me what is my duty, what I am, and why I am fallen in this miserable condition. So you kindly explain to me. Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa tamate purna hoy, sab tattva jano tamara nahi taputroy. And Lord Chaitanya encourages him, that because you have come to this understanding, now all your miseries are over. All your miseries are over. Just like a man suffering from certain kind of disease, if he approaches a right physician, that means he is ending of all diseases is there. Similarly, if we can find out a bona fide spiritual master, and if we are actually anxious to end our miserable life, then it is actually done. The beginning is there. Sab tattva jano tamar nahi taputraya. Now don't be discouraged. You have no threefold miseries. Because you have come to this position, therefore you are above all these threefold miseries. Krishna bhakti dharo tumi jano tattva bhav jani dattva laghi puche sadhur sabha. A sadhu, a sage or a devotee, although he knows everything, still he always blesses himself as he does not know anything. He never says that I know everything. But actually, it is not possible to know everything. That is not possible. But one, just like Sir Isaac Newton, he agrees that people say I am very much learned, but I do not know how much I am learned. I am simply collecting some pebbles on the seashore. So that is the position. If a man who is actually learned, he will never say that I am learned. He will simply say, I am the fool number one. I do not know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his humbleness, because actually he was a very learned and very man of position in the society. So as a matter of reciprocation, exchange of, etiquette, he also accepted, no, you are not fallen, you don't be discouraged, Simply, it is the duty of any learned man to place himself like that, but you are not full. Krishna Bhakti Dharatami, because you are already devotee. Before retirement and before coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these Goswamis told you, they are very learned Sanskrit scholar. They used to read Bhagavat. When he gave false report to the Nawab Sahib that I am not well, I cannot attend office, then Nawab Sahib went to his house one day personally, that this gentleman is not attending office and simply submitting sick report. What is that? So when he approached, Nawab Sahib saw that he is engaged with learned pandits in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he understood, oh, this is your disease. You are now taken to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So actually, you are very learned, but out of his humble behavior, he is submitting himself to Lord Chaitanya in this gentle way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sabdharma Sabhubodhaya Jishanganidbandhini Matihi Achirareva Sarvartha Siddhati Isham Ovipsitaha. He says that your desire is to get perfection. Therefore you are so much humble. So he quotes one verse from Naradiya Puran that anyone who is very serious, one who is serious about knowing himself perfectly, and if he seeks in that way, then his perfection is guaranteed. The only thing is that one should be very serious. This purpose of this verse is Sadharma Savabhodaya Jishan Nidbandhini Mati. Nidbandhini Mati means he has already determined that in this life I shall make my life perfect. Then, for him, perfection is guaranteed. Then, if he thinks, oh, let me try, let me test also this department of Krishna consciousness, at the same time test other department, let us go. No. One should be very much serious to make complete perfection in this life. A man should be serious like Sanatana Goswami. And for that purpose, he sacrificed everything. He became a beggar. So we should be prepared to sacrifice anything for perfection of this human form of life. Then perfection is guaranteed. Simply we should be very serious. That's all. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, that, yes, I will have to give you instruction. Actually, this Sanatana Goswami is eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Arjuna, he is also eternal associate of Krishna. Now, he placed himself as an ordinary man and as if he was in illusion of this relationship of this body. Actually he was not so. But by the energy of Krishna, he was so-called illusion. Otherwise he would not place himself in that condition, would not question Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita would not come. That is the purpose. Just like playing, he is similarly some of the associates of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna or his incarnation comes on this earth, his associates are also present there. Without. So some of the associates, they play like this a fool personality, like this ordinary man, and they question to the Lord and the answer is there, for the benefit of us. Just like Lord Chaitanya, he is supposed to be Krishna himself. Because people derided at him, when he was actually present as Krishna, abhijananti mana murha, foolish person derided at me because I am playing just like a man. So he came again as a devotee. Lord Chaitanya, how to teach, how to grasp Krishna bhakti, devotional service, he practically demonstrated. So he is eternal, Sanatana Goswami is also his eternal associate. As if he is taking lesson, representing ourselves, he is taking lesson from the Lord. The Lord is confirming that yajna-patra hau tumi bhakti, bhakti pravatta iti krameshav tattva sanakati upamate. The Lord is also there. This is a process. It is the duty of the spiritual master to select a disciple, and at the same time, it is the duty of the disciple to select the spiritual master. Now the selection is very nice. Sanatana Goswami is the right person to understand the science of devotional service, and see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the right person to give lesson to the disciple about this science. So he says, Yajna-patra, you are just the proper person to understand the science of devotion. Now, krameshaam tattva suna kohiyatamate. Now, I shall gradually explain to you about this devotional service, and you will understand. Now, the first question was of Sanatana Goswami. That should be the first question of everyone. What I am? Because if I do not know what I am, there is no question of my duties and my destination, everything. Everything will depend first to know what I am. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not know what he was. Therefore Krishna first of all taught him that you are not this body. You are not this body. That was the first instance. Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumanu. You are so much absorbed in bodily conception of life, and you are thinking that you are a learned man, that is your foolishness. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find the first instruction of Lord Krishna is there. Asachyananisuchastam prajnavadhan subhasvasi. You are thinking, you are talking with me just like a very learned man. You are arguing with me. But from your behavior I can understand you are a fool, number one. Because such kind of topic never placed by a learned man. So indirectly he said that you are a fool. And why you are a fool? He said that you are not this body. You are changing every moment your body. Why don't you think that you are not this body? Why you are identifying yourself as with the body? Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumana yuvanunjara. You are changing your body every moment, from the mother's womb up to the death point. You are changing every moment. Why you are thinking that you are body? But you are the same. In spite of all changes, you are the same. I think my childhood, I think that I am the same. I forget that I'm so much grown up. That is my position. The first lesson, the inquiry of Sri Chaitanya, of Sanatana Goswami, is that what I am? What I am? Arjuna did not place himself what I am, but here, because the instruction which is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is practically higher than Bhagavad Gita. It is postgraduate study, higher than Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, question what I am. He was perplexed with his bodily conception. Now here, Sanatana Goswami, he thinks that I do not know what I am. So he is advanced than Arjuna. he accepts that I do not know. So because he inquired that Kiyami means what I am. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya directly informs him first that Jiver Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Believing entity, is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord. Eternally. He says, Jiver Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas. That is his identity. So he refutes all nonsensical ideas that I am God, I am equal with God. In the first beginning, he refused this idea, said this is you are living entity, your position is that you are eternally servitor of Krishna or the Supreme Lord. Now we shall be tomorrow.